We extend to you a warm-hearted welcome from Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministry on this fourth Sunday of Advent. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting our service today. Information on how to order tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's sermon will be given at the end of the program. We invite you to tune in to this radio station at this time every Sunday for worship with us. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Whether he knows it or not, the human being longs for inner peace. If that be the case, the Christian gospel should be of great interest to him or her, because here we learn what inner peace is and from whence it comes. We hope that you will join us in the sermon of this program. We open our service in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you that you have come into this world in the person of Jesus Christ. Through your birth at Bethlehem's manger, your death at Calvary's cross, and the open tomb, we know that there is a peace which passes all understanding. For through these events, you have won for us the forgiveness of our sins and the assurance that we are yours forever. Bathe us in this holy week in that tremendous message, for we ask it in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen. Hear the word of God as it is recorded in the second chapter of the Gospel of St. Luke, beginning with verse 8. And there were shepherds living out in the field nearby, keeping watch over their flock at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Today in the town of David a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." Here ends the reading of the Christmas Gospel. Friends in Christ, whether the human being knows it or not, he longs for an inner peace more than anything else. That being the case, the Christmas Gospel should be of great interest, because here we learn what inner peace is all about and from whence it comes. The inner peace comes only from God and is directly related to historical events in the life of Jesus. In our Advent sermons, we have presented Jesus on the basis of that great prophecy in Isaiah 9:6 as the wonderful Counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, and today, as the Prince of Peace. This was the message that came to the shepherds when they were out in their fields, watching over their sheep. Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." This is a peace. It is related to the birth of Jesus Christ. He has come to be the Prince of Peace. 33 years later, when Jesus was soon to die, he said these words to his disciples, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." He is distinguishing between a peace that the world can give us and a peace that comes from him. Let's take a look for just a moment at the peace that we receive from this world, and it is offered to us in many different ways. There is, for example, those who talk about a philosophy of life as giving us real peace. That primarily is this philosophy of positive thinking. They go on to say that if you can only train yourself to look at things positively, you're going to be a much happier person. And I agree that that is true, found that to be true in my own life. But I also find that it is very limited and to some extent is a little bit superficial. Let me give you an example. I belong to a service club, and the other day we were singing before we had the program, and these were the words, "Smile, and the world smiles with you, sing a song. Don't be weary, just be cheery all day long. Whenever your trials and your troubles and your care seem to be more than you can really bear, smile, and the world smiles with you, sing a song." I really enjoyed singing that song with that group of men, probably 75 of them, and they were really singing it out because we knew it quite well. When we sat down then to get serious about the program, the fellow sitting next to me said, "What do you think of that song?" And I said, "Well, it certainly is a lot of fun to sing, but it is extremely poor theology. Peace doesn't come just by smiling. Maybe it does for a minute or two, but that's the end of it. That is not the peace that we're talking about today in this sermon." But the world also offers us peace through things. And if we acquire a certain number of things, then there is going to be a certain amount of peace. I think there's some truth in that. For example, a car salesman says to you, "You know, it's time to trade cars. You're getting up close to 100,000 miles, and you never know what's going to happen when you're out there on the highway. There's a safety factor here, too. You realize that." And so suddenly you go into that car dealer and you purchase a new car. You drive away, and now we can take that 10,000-mile trip that we otherwise would not have dared to take. And there's a peace in our heart. We've got a new car, and it's going to see us back home. Peace in an appliance. Not long ago, we bought a new microwave. Wow, have they made a change in those things. Now all you got to do is put your potatoes in there, punch a button in it, and tell them how many potatoes are there, and lo and behold, it fixes that potato right to perfection. And I say, now we can really have good baked potatoes, and there's peace in our soul. No, not in our soul. There's peace in our emotion, but we know that that is pretty superficial too. And then there is a peace that is offered with services. When we have perhaps spent too much money, the financial advisor comes around and says, "Why don't you combine your debts into one account? And then they'll be so much easier to take care of, and maybe the interest will be a little bit lower. Oh, my, I think you need my services." Or the insurance man comes. I remember when I was a young dad and had three little children, an insurance man came and said, "You know, what you do now is very important. You need to buy some term insurance. Then if I die, there'll be enough money so my wife will not have to work for 2 years." And so I bought the term insurance, and I went to bed and slept so well because I knew that if I did not awaken in the morning, my wife would have sufficient money because of the term insurance. Now that I am older, they come around and say, "What you need is long-term insurance, so that when you go to the nursing home, there will be plenty of money there to pay your bill, which can amount to $4,000 or $5,000 a month. Well, put it all together, those services bring to us a certain amount of peace because there is turmoil in our hearts. You know what? God knows there is turmoil in our hearts. And you ask the question, but how did he know it? Here is this event. God came into this world in the person of Jesus Christ at Bethlehem's manger, the Christmas gospel. And there he took upon himself the form of an individual. And he grew up, and he walked among us, and he has tasted of what we have tasted. For the first years of his life, as far as we know, Jesus worked in the carpenter shop in Nazareth with Joseph. And you can be sure there was a lot of conversation that was going on around there. In that conversation, he could see that these people were not at peace. They needed something to help them along the way. Or, for example, in his own home, with his father and his mother. Without a doubt, the conversation between Joseph and Mary often had some turmoil in it. And he wondered, what can I do to help my dad or my mother, in that sense of the word of that they can have peace? He walked among us. He who was the God-man, born of the Virgin Mary, he was the one who nevertheless was a human being. And as he walked among us, he got hungry, the Bible tells us, and he got tired. Now, can't you imagine that day when he landed in Bethany, the home of his good friend Mary and Martha and Lazarus? Martha was a tremendous cook. And so they were happy to see him, and they said, sit down, we're going to feed you. And they gave him a great meal. And then they had a good conversation about the things of God and what were happening. Finally, it was time to retire, and one of them said, wouldn't you like to spend the night with us? And that night he could use one of their beds that hadn't been happening, that he was in a bed for a long time. And as he lay there in the wee hours, he could well have thought, boy, this is really great. And for the time being, he was at peace. But our Lord Jesus Christ knew that the real tensions, the real turmoils, the real things that turn your life around and hurt cannot be taken care of by services, by things, by a positive attitude. It can only be taken care of by the Father who comes and offers us comfort when he says, I have identified with you, and I know what you're going through. And Jesus said, do I ever remember what you're going through? I was there in Gethsemane. My soul was overwhelmed with sorrow. And then the Father came and gave me peace. God's peace. Paul talks about it as a peace that passes all understanding. It's that peace which deals with our inner turmoil. And if we have a peace down deep within, then a lot of these other things that happen to us seem to be able to take their right place. The uncertainty of the future, be it now or when I have to face eternity, can cause us a great deal of fear. It is God's peace that can underneath erase some of that fear. And the other things that we have that disturb us, well, they, again, seem to get put into their right place. This inner peace comes to us through an historical event. When God comes to this world in the person of Jesus Christ, and when he lives for 33 years and dies and is resurrected, then the event has taken place. Now, on the basis of that birth, that life, that crucifixion, that resurrection, that ascension, and the promise that he is coming again, God offers to us forgiveness and reconciliation with God. When I receive this Christ, and I must receive him if I want all of these blessings, I am restored into fellowship with God in a very personal way. Now I can refer to God as my Father, and that Father says, I will go with you no matter where it is. Therefore, regardless of how difficult life can be, and it can be terribly difficult, underneath there is a peace which passes all understanding. Many of you know it. You have sat in a doctor's office, and you have heard some bad news as to what the future could possibly be for you health-wise. The doctor says we'll do everything we can to overcome this illness. But if we can't, then we can assure you that we're going to make you comfortable until the very end. And you know that you have enough insurance to take care of your family, and everything is going to be all right. There still is on the surface a lot of fear. That's natural. It would be that way for any of us. But underneath it all, there is a promise of that babe of Bethlehem's manger who grew up to be the crucified and the resurrected Christ, who says, lo, I am with you always. Therefore, we can say with the angels, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, that kind of peace, that it may dwell in our hearts. Thank God for all the good things this world offers us that makes life so much nicer and does bring us a certain amount of peace. But help us to realize that it is only when we have laid hold of Jesus Christ that there is that inner peace which is always with us, even in our most difficult hours. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to be the Prince of Peace. May that peace fill our soul, and may we know that all is well, for we walk through this life with you, anticipating to spend all of eternity in the heavenly mansions. In Christ's name we pray, amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of Christian Crusaders. May today's gospel message bring you peace, joy, and strength for the days to come. We thank our faithful listeners for your generous support. Your gifts allow us to bring the greatest news that ever was, the gospel of Jesus Christ, to listeners throughout the country. We pray that you and your loved ones have a blessed Christmas and a healthy new year. During this busy Advent season, let us give thanks to the greatest gift of all, the birth of our Lord Jesus. Cassette tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. Our mailing address is Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Our toll-free number is 1-888-MY-FAITH or 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. Christian Crusaders invite you to find out more about our ministry on the internet. Our website is there to serve you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Our web address is christiancrusaders.org. That's christiancrusaders, all one word, .org. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, Pastor Emeritus of Nazareth Lutheran Church, Cedar Falls, Iowa, and radio pastor of Christian Crusaders for the last 41 years.